Hey, Darius, you guys are obviously going to a place where it's supposed to be hot and humid for a day game. Any extra preparations for that, or do you feel like you guys are kind of a well-oiled machine and ready for kind of anything that's thrown at you?
Yeah, I feel like we're ready for that. I think that's why we did all our practices in the afternoon during fall camp, just so we can get used to the heat and having to go play in these hot states with humidity and things like that. So I feel like we're fully equipped to go down there and play with the heat.
Darius, you're a guy who obviously is hoping to have a big season here. You and Chase have formed a pretty good partnership out there at the wide receiver position. What's gone into that? Have some of you guys planned on all offseason long? Why have you guys emerged into the top two targets?
I just feel like just our work ethic and the time and the work that me and Chase put in into the team and into this program and our offense, and also just shows the trust that Jake has between each of us. Whether people might look at it as Chase being receiver one or me being one, I feel like we're 1A, 1B. We complement each other well, and that we both do a lot of great things that's going to help both of us and the team.
I wanted to ask you also just in terms of how the offense is appears to be trending up. We asked Kalani about this. I had to ask him earlier, and he talked about the fact that you guys can only take advantage of the short fields if they're afforded to you guys. Do you feel like the offense is where it needs to be, or does it need to go to another higher level, in your opinion?
I feel like you always can take the offense to another level and take that extra step to really solidify your offense and to where you want it to be. It's a lot of things that we did good on Saturday. Our yards might not have showed it, but that's just because our defense was putting us in really great positions to succeed, and special team as well. So I feel like we're not there yet, but we're getting close to it.
Go ahead, Sean.
That kind of feeds almost perfectly into what I wanted to ask you about, Darius, is the way you guys were able to capitalize off of the turnovers with those two touchdowns last night was pretty remarkable. When you're on the sideline and you see the defense make a big play like that, whether it goes for a touchdown like Tommy did, or whether it just sets you guys up like Tyler did or whatever, like, do you just kind of smile like, okay, we got to take advantage of this gift?
Yeah, most definitely, because they go out there, they work hard. They're going out there so they can get the ball back and put it in our hands so we can go out there and put points on the board. So we got to compliment each other, and that's when they give us those opportunities, we got to run away with them.
Any more questions for Darius? Oh, let's go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Darius, Lonnie talked about teams in college football this year that have had big wins have kind of come out flat the following week. You guys obviously got a national ranking yesterday and a lot of props nationally. How are you guys going to guard against that same sort of letdown?
I think we just still the same team, whether we're nationally ranked or not. We knew where we were going to be by the time we got to this point, so it's kind of not a surprise to us that we're 4-0 and then getting ready going to Baylor. A lot of people have counted us out, but We really use that as fuel. So at the end of the day, we can't worry about all the outside noise.
Go ahead, Sean, and then Mitch Harper.
Kalani likes to talk about making statements each week, so I guess this week is statement 5. I'm not very good at math, so correct me if I'm wrong. But what's kind of the statement that you guys feel like you want to make this? I mean, I'm not trying to like dive too much into the game plan or whatnot, but what's kind of the number one thing that you feel like you want to sort of tell folks about BYU football after what you've told them through the first month of the year?
That we're not a one-hit wonder team. We're the same team. We're going to be out there. We're going to come out, be competitive. We're going to give you our best every time we go out there, and we're going to do it with love in our heart and a smile on our face. So I feel like this team is just only scratching the surface of what it can be.
Darius, what's the, from your vantage point, what's the strength of this, or maybe the identity of this offense, after 4 weeks, what do you feel the identity is for you guys?
I feel like, I don't really think we have gotten to our full identity yet, but I just love how we're able to complement off the run in the pass game to where we can have a big run with Sione, and then come back the next drive to have Chase Gunner make big plays. where he had the contested catch and then the touchdown catch as well. So I feel like our run game and pass game is starting to come to a balance.
How much fun are you guys having offensively after, you know, for guys that experienced it last year and the ups and downs to have this success and performing? Just how much fun is this right now, this ride you guys are on?
Yeah, whenever you can go out there and make the plays for the team and then just put yourself in to put points on the board and just keep drives alive, I think that just keeps it fun and keeps everybody with a smile on their face.
Thank you.